your airman, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Guardia di Finanza Anniversary, and Pay Updates. This year marks the 250th anniversary of the Italian Guardia di Finanza, the nation's oldest law enforcement organization, established in the Kingdom of Sardinia in 1774. Leaders from Aviano Air Base were invited to attend the anniversary celebration to gain better insight and understanding on how the Guardia di Finanza serves the community.
Originally established to protect the borders of Sardinia, the Guardia di Finanza evolved from customs police to tax police and now to a modern police force committed to the defense of Italy's economic freedoms. The force is responsible for fighting against multiple financial crimes, including money laundering, the marketing of counterfeit products, and insider trading. Colonel Davide Cardia, Guardia di Finanza, Providence Commander of Units Pordenone, explains the significance of the 31st Fighter Wing working with the Guardia di Finanza.
For me, it's very important to have the U.S. partners in this celebration, because with General Clark and the commander of the Italian Air Force, Colonnello La Luce, we are discussing a form of protocol to oblige all the Italian traders acting into the base to compliance their duties to the Italian tax administration.
By working together, the 31st Fighter Wing and Guardia di Finanza allows vendors to continue to sell goods and services on base to support Wyvern Nation. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Pay updates. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. Airmen and Guardians can now view updates to the special duty assignment pay tables. Updates to the tables include Air Force approved special duty pay for 78 specialties in fiscal year 2025, including 10 new requests and eliminated one specialty, while the Space Force recertified 9 specialties, made adjustments to 5, and certified 8 new specialties. Changes take effect October 1st, 2024, and all approved specialties will maintain SDAP until September 30th, 2028. The review board will now convene every 4 years instead of annually, providing budget stability and allowing an annual out-of-cycle period to consider new communities. Eliminated communities will receive half their original SDAP from October 1st, 2024 to September 30th, 2025. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.